This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Imagine me and you, I do.
Imagine me and you, I do, say the turtles. Turtles, a band, and a species that couldn't exist without the help of other animals. Did you know that? Sea turtles depend on their good buddies, the yellow tangfish. Now, there's some low-tech, high-quality interactivity. The sea turtles protect the yellow tang, and the yellow tang provide the sea turtles with a source of tasty algae to snack on. The yellow tangfish clean those sea turtle shells and fins right up.
You so totally rock, Squirt!
So give me some fin. Noggin. Dude.
Can't go on without you.
There are so many stories in nature of animals and plant and animal interactivity that can't live without each other. There's the very specific flower that attracts the very specific bee, a trait of nectar for pollinization. The boxer crab, Libia tessellata, carries a couple of sea anemones on its claws. The crab gets free use of tasty stingers to keep enemies at bay, while the anemones get a free ride and lots of chow from the sloppy crab's eating habits.
No, no, that's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you.
Jennifer Hudson could be singing right there about the oxpecker bird who rides around on the African rhino. Oxpecker gets a slightly better deal here. There's the heartwarming story of Vibrio fischeri, the bacteria that lives inside of Euprymna scalopes, a little squid that is nocturnal but needs light to find food. The bacteria is bioluminescent, get it? Lighting up the clear squid like a set of headlights. The bacteria is protected. The squid can see in the dark. Everybody is happy.
In your arms.
But here's my favorite. The pearlfish and the lowly sea cucumber. The inedible sea cucumber has a big intestine, perfect for the nocturnal pearlfish to hide out in during the day. It comes out at night. The sea cucumber gets some rest. Pearlfish gets its breakfast. Symbiosis. Beautiful thing.
'Cause I'm keeping you forever and for always. We will be together all of our days.
Joining us now is former high school biology teacher Katie McKissick, who also blogs as Beatrice the Biologist online. Katie, welcome.
Hi there.
I just love that symbiosis story. What are your favorites?
Oh gosh, there are so many examples. It's hard, but I'm a big fan of corals and the algae that live inside of them. I like that example because sometimes people forget that corals are animals, and we think of them as plants because they need to be, you know, close to the surface of the water so they can get sunlight. But it's actually the algae that live inside of them that need the sunlight. So the corals give them this place to live, and they get all those products of photosynthesis from the algae. And the algae get this really great deal because they're all protected inside there, and they just get to do their thing.
Some of this symbiosis has, you know, kind of a commitment phobe problem. There are different levels of relationships. You've got mutualism, commensalism. Describe those a little bit briefly, if you could.
Sure. Mutualism is where it's mutual, so both sides benefit. It's also called true symbiosis, where both of them are very clearly better off because of the relationship. Commensalism is just where one side most definitely benefits, and the other side is neither helped nor hurt. It's completely neutral. An example of that would be a bird building a nest in a tree. So the bird gets this, you know, clear benefit because it has this really great location to build a nest. And the tree is obviously no better off or worse off because of that.
Which would you rather be before we go, the boxer crab or the sea anemones?
I think I'd like to be a sea anemone.
Nice.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
I'm a boxer crab myself. I like to move around. Katie McKissick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Katie McKissick is a former high school biology teacher, also known as Beatrice the Biologist, talking about symbiosis online.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.